Demand for shipping is driven by demand for access to foreign markets by households, firms, and governments. On the import side of the equation, demand for shipping services is driven by the exploitation of comparative advantages. That is, consumers, in pursuit of the highest quality products at the lowest prices, expand their consumption choice by seeking foreign markets. International trade raises welfare because choice expands disposable income. Consumers seek foreign markets in order to access both intermediate goods that they must use as production inputs and finished goods for final consumption. As such, seaborne trade provides access to global markets for final consumers who import final goods, producers who must import intermediates for production, and exporters who seek foreign markets in which to trade their wares. It is through seaborne trade that domestic economic activities are connected to global value chains and supply chains. In this way, households, firms, and governments as consumers of import and export services all benefit from seaborne trade. The alternatives to transportation by sea are road, air, and rail. In many cases, road and rail are also complementary modes of transportation. That is, in many cases, goods must be transported by land to get to their final destination in a retail space or a factory floor or some other form of storage for future consumption or production. Were they to be transported by land, goods that move from East Asia to West Asia and Africa would face significant administrative and geographic challenges. Transportation by sea presents economies of scale per container that a freight train or a caravan of trucks could not possibly match. What takes a single bulk carrier to carry would require many more freight trains and lorries. The geography of seaborne trade is further complicated by the fact that many nations around the world are landlocked. In Africa, 16 out of 54 countries are landlocked. Within the East African Community and the Horn of Africa region, 5 nations are landlocked. Their demand for seaborne trade will not abate. It is in the interests of many nations around the world and the East African Community to ensure that policies induce growth and expansion of export service capacity and efficiency, and that sea lanes remain open, safe, and secure. Safety and security of sea lanes is a global public good.